and one down into your arms. And put a chain around your raised hell heart. You're trying to play cool walking through the door, but you're smiling like a fool cause you can't wait for the down the road memories you're bound to make. And you will one day take her home.
Happy trails to you until we meet again.
This is Phil Nee. I hope all your trails are happy until we talk again later on WRCO-FM in Richland Center. The news at 9 is sponsored by Pamela's Fine Jewelry, enhancing the relationships with those you love, and sponsored today by the Phoenix Center, family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, and video games. It's 68 degrees.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden to address the American people this evening from the Oval Office. It will be a prime time explanation as to why he decided to drop out of the upcoming presidential race with the 2024 election a little over 3 months away. Presumptive GOP nominee Donald Trump will be campaigning in North Carolina today. His new body cam video of the attempted assassination on his life is made public.
The police body cam video posted by Senator Chuck Grassley shows officers and Secret Service agents on the roof of the building.
Right there, obviously.
Got it. Approaching the body of the shooter, Thomas Matthew Crooks, his legs and the AK-style rifle visible in the video. Crooks' father is now speaking out for the first time since the shooting.
We want to try to take care of ourselves right now. Please give us our space.
ABC's M. Nguyen reporting. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in Washington will address both houses of Congress today. Protesters angry over his handling of Gaza will be on the streets. This is ABC News. Investigators in Mexico are trying to figure out the cause of an explosion at a tequila factory. Five people were killed. Delta Airlines says it expects to make a full recovery from last week's tech meltdown by tomorrow. The airline hit hard when a bad patch from cybersecurity company CrowdStrike knocked out millions of Microsoft computers. ABC's Faith Abube.
Rochelle Akufo saying Delta canceled her and her daughter's flight to London, the airline rebooking them with a layover of more than 340 hours.
In what world would I have a two-week layover?
Countless unaccompanied minors also stranded after the tech meltdown forced Delta to suspend its program.
It appears that they don't want to dedicate the agents to go handle it.
J.R. Reed scrambling. He says his three children are unable to get home after visiting relatives across the country.
Prime Video getting an AI makeover, the streaming service getting a new interface. Amazon says it will use artificial intelligence to step up the personalization for users. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Good morning. This is Pamela at Pamela's Fine Jewelry in beautiful downtown Spring Green. Happy anniversary to my parents, Jim and Marie Nider, celebrating 67 years of marital bliss. If you have an anniversary, we have several styles of anniversary rings in all different metals. So stop in, pick out that beautiful anniversary ring for your next celebration at Pamela's in beautiful downtown Spring Green.
Work hard. Making the right choice for lunch isn't hard. The Phoenix Center opens at 10 o'clock Monday through Saturday and Sunday at 4 p.m. with all your lunchtime favorites. Burgers, salads, terrific appetizers, specialty sandwiches, wraps, and more. Easy in, easy out. The Phoenix Center is the perfect way to break up the day. Can't get away for lunch? Let the team at the Phoenix Center serve you a great meal tonight, including the world-famous Phoenix Center pizza. Or call ahead, 649-7469, for carryouts from the Phoenix Center in Richland Center.
For today, a high in the upper 70s. For tonight, mainly clear and scattered fog, a low of 55. Thursday, patchy fog early, otherwise a high of 80. Sunshine and low 80s. Friday, Saturday, mid to upper 80s. In Richland Center, we have a northeast wind around 3 miles per hour. After a low of 64 this morning, we're up to 68 on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer today. The morning show is coming up next.
Are you ready to buy a house? Do you know somebody looking to buy a house? Do you not know where to start? Do you not know where to apply? Do you just have some general questions about buying a home? Hey, Jason Schultz here with USA Mortgage, the Schultz Mortgage Team, your local mortgage expert. When I say expert, I mean that because mortgage is all I do. I don't want your checking account. I don't want your car loan. I just want to help you buy a house. Whether you need an FHA loan, a VA loan for veterans, a USDA loan, or a conventional loan, contact the Schultz Mortgage Team 7 days a week, 604-5068. We do not work banker hours.
Get ready for the Iowa County Ducks Unlimited event Friday, August 2nd, 2024. Join us at Dodger Bowl 318 King Street, Dodgeville. Doors open at 5:30. Enjoy delicious roast beef and pulled pork sandwiches, hors d'oeuvres, and free tab beer while supplies last. Win big with the Shotgun of the Year, a Browning Maxis 2 Ultimate, and the Handgun of the Year, Kimber 1911 KW Custom. Get more with Duck Bucks. Buy a $100 package and receive $120 worth of tickets. Register by July 29th for a chance to win a $120 Duck Buck card. Register at iowacountydu.org and don't miss out.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
This is a public announcement from Krogan's Do It Best Hardware liquidation sale in Boscobel.
Prices slashed again.
That's right.
Prices are slashed again on most items starting today. Liquidation prices on all grills, including Weber and Traeger. All power tools.
All paint.
All plumbing and electrical.
All rental equipment now priced to sell. Hurry.
Wow. Save like never again at Krogan's storewide retirement liquidation sale going on now.
Shop and save today at Krogan's in downtown Boscobel, open 8 to 6.
All sales final. See store for exclusions. Credit card or cash only.
Joining us on WRCO's morning show this time is Deborah Cronmiller, who is Executive Director of the League of Women Voters of Wisconsin. We're going to learn about their organization just a little bit. Good morning, Deborah.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you on here. And as we get ready for, we've got a couple of key dates coming up. In fact, we've got an election day in August and one in November as well. And I think the bottom thing that you want to say right now is you just encourage everybody to get out and vote, right?
Absolutely. For 104 years, the League has been trying to motivate and encourage and empower voters across the nation to exercise their responsibility and right to vote.
The League of Women Voters of Wisconsin, kind of explain to us how that works.
Sure. Wisconsin is a state chapter of the National League of Women Voters. Each state has its own state chapter. Here in Wisconsin, we also have local affiliates. There are 22 different local chapters in the state of Wisconsin. Some states, larger states, have more local chapters. Some states, like Utah, only has 4 local chapters. So,
what are some key things that you try to, you know, maybe instill in Wisconsin voters?
For the League, I think it's important that people understand how, where, and when to vote. Those of us who do voting work all year round, we're acutely aware of when the elections are, what questions are on the ballot, who the candidates are. But there are a lot of people who aren't as familiar with just the whole election process.
And so getting information into the hands of voters about, you know, what the dates of the elections are, what the key questions on the ballot are going to be. We try to educate voters about what the office holders in our respective elected positions are responsible to do. So we present actually what we call ballot bulletins and other informational pieces that, you know, let people know, what does a governor do? What does a secretary of state do? What does an appellate court judge do? And so as people are voting and they see races that they might not be familiar with, what that office holder's responsible for, we're trying to get that information so they can make the right choice, a choice that aligns with their own personal values, and know where to get information about the candidates and what their values are.
Coming up, it's pretty important that we have you on. There's an August primary ballot, and there are a couple of state referendum questions that will appear. And would you be so kind to kind of maybe explain those and how you see it, Deborah?
Sure. The two questions that are going to be on the August ballot have to do with federal monies and who is going to allocate those monies in the state of Wisconsin. And then it also has to do with what I call the separation of powers between our branches of government. In our Constitution, we are very clearly defined what the governor does, what the legislature does, and then what our independent branch of government, the judiciary, does. In these particular constitutional amendments, The League is asking people to vote no on these questions because they're very vague with regard to who is going to be doing what and in what order things will happen in the state of Wisconsin having to do with federal monies. We had a webinar the other evening. You can find the link to that on our website. But we heard from people who work at the Department of Administration, who administers many federal grants, and we heard firsthand how very difficult it will be for the legislature to actually take over some of these responsibilities, not only in the case of emergency funds, like, you know, what happened in the end of June in southern Wisconsin. Tornadoes ran through, heavy rains, lots of flooding. So our governor was able to call out to the national FEMA and ask for emergency relief funds for the state of Wisconsin. It's unclear to us, if these amendments were to pass, who would have the authority in the state of Wisconsin to request those funds? And that's very, very dangerous position to put Wisconsin's voters and citizens in, because you never do know when an emergency might hit your community. We certainly don't need any delays in getting emergency funds, you know, dispersed to the people who need them most at the time when they need them most.
So you're saying there'd be more red tape possibly to get through if indeed that it was, if it did pass as yes?
Yes. And the folks at the Department of Administration affirmed that to us. And I think, too, that the constitutional amendments are serious business. You know, amending our Constitution should not happen lightly. And though we have amended our Constitution over the centuries that it's existed, about 200 times, what the League has learned in our research about constitutional amendments and amending that very important document is that almost half of our constitutional amendments were to overturn an amendment that had previously been enacted. So it, in hindsight, you know, legislatures look at what they've done and say, oh, that's not so good for the people of Wisconsin. We should undo that. And our fear is that these hastily produced constitutional amendment questions may very well result in that same sort of, in hindsight, this isn't good for the state of Wisconsin.
Switching gears, Deborah, I know the league is encouraging people to get out and vote. And I saw something recently about where older Americans are engaged and kind of know what's going on and trying to make those decisions. But younger people are, you know, maybe just a little bit lethargic on this. So what does the league do to try and maybe educate and engage young people?
Yes, well, you're absolutely accurate. The younger demographic is typically the demographic of voters that are least likely to actually vote. But what we do know as an organization is that if you vote in the first election in which you are eligible to vote after you turn 18, you will be much more likely to be a lifelong voter. So our strategy is to get into the high schools, to make sure that we are having a robust civic education program in high schools across the state so that every student who turns 18 knows the importance of voting, knows where and how to find information about candidates and polling places, and how to even get involved with the election process as a new voter. And really ensure that every high schooler is registered to vote. You're much more likely to be a voter if you're registered to vote. Though Wisconsin does have same-day voter registration, which many states do not have, it makes it a little easier in Wisconsin if you're not registered to vote. But if you are registered in advance of the election, the likelihood that you will vote is much enhanced.
Do they still teach civics in high schools?
In some high schools, about 70% of high schools across the state do have some civics education embedded into their curriculum. Some have standalone civics courses still, but some teach it as part of their social studies program. And, you know, some have a robust civics education, and some have a couple of hours of civics education. DPI would actually like, the Department of Public Instruction, would actually like more school districts to have standardized civics education so that we would know exactly what our young people are learning and what the rigorousness of that curriculum would be. The league supports a strong civics education system in our education, and it's an important part of becoming a voter is really understanding civics, not just in one course in high school, but, you know, from the time you enter school as a kindergartner all the way through your graduation, we should be talking about civics. We should be talking about participating in our communities, being a volunteer. Many schools actually have community service as part of their expectation for their students, and that just is to set the stage for being a good, productive adult member of your community.
Yeah, I think oftentimes, especially applying for scholarships, those community service hours and, you know, volunteering, that comes into play quite a bit, doesn't it?
It does. And I think the reasoning there by the higher education community is that young people who are engaged in their community are probably going to be better students and better able, more well-rounded, if you will, to succeed in higher education.
Let's talk about another topic that comes up often, and us in the media, we like to think that our local radio stations are pretty good about getting the right information out there, but how do we fight against misinformation in the media?
Well, there's lots of it, as you indicated. At the league, we actually have a dedicated staff person who watches for mis and disinformation and tries to alert our members that it is, in fact, false information and that we should not be, you know, accepting it as truth or accepting it as a valid. But not every person in the state has access to somebody who knows what's the difference between truths and falsehoods. And for the league, we've been doing, you know, not just in this election cycle, but in many election cycles through our history, we try to create what is truthful information for voters to understand. And so where to find out information about your polling place, what's on your ballot, how to use My Vote, how to request an absentee ballot, the security and integrity of absentee ballots and all ballots cast on Election Day. These important messages need to get, into everyone's mind, so you're not susceptible when messaging comes that says, our elections are fraught with fraud. It's like, that is false. There's very, very little documentation that suggests there's any fraud in elections. And oftentimes, like here in Wisconsin, the folks who have cast ballots that were not eligible to do so oftentimes did that as a mistake. It's somebody who's been released from incarceration. Their voting rights haven't been reestablished yet because they maybe are still under supervision of the Department of Corrections. So they will have their rights restored when they're off of supervision. But DOC didn't make that very clear to them. They made a mistake. But it wasn't for the purpose of, doing something fraudulent. It was just that. It was a mistake. And it happens. I mean, these are a handful of cases in Wisconsin, in any state. This is not going to 3.3 million ballots were cast in the spring election. Five mistaken voters are not going to overturn the results.
Certainly, redistricting has been in the news a lot lately. That kind of takes effect for the next election cycle, doesn't it?
That is absolutely accurate, and we're so excited. The league has been working for years with our partners in the Fair Maps Coalition and through our own initiative called People Powered Fair Maps to get independently drawn maps in the state of Wisconsin. These maps, enacted by the legislature and the governor, are in fact maps that were proposed by the governor. They have removed, for all intents and purposes, the extreme partisan gerrymander that the state of Wisconsin has been under for the last decade and a half, frankly. So this election will be the first election in a long time for voters to actually cast a ballot that will be meaningful. And how I mean that is in the extreme gerrymander, where a voter knows exactly how their district is going to go before the election even happens because of the gerrymander. So if you know that you're in a Democratic district, it's going to go Democratic. You know you're in a Republican district, it's going to go Republican. So maybe you've been sitting out. Maybe you've been on the sidelines of elections because you really thought, it doesn't matter if I go to vote or not. This election, it matters. We will have competitive races. We're seeing so many more primaries coming into the August election for our state races in the Assembly and the Senate. And this competitiveness, restoring the competitiveness of our elections, is a result of having these new fair maps. And we're just delighted to see so many people want to be involved in elections, in becoming an elected official that can represent the constituents of their district. For too many years, advocates have been almost without a voice. It didn't matter what we said because the elected officials were beholden to the party and to their donors, but not to the people who elected them. And now every elected official will be beholden to their constituents.
Well, I know they're all important, but it's pretty safe to say the upcoming November election could be one of the most important, if not the most important, in our lives, right?
Yeah, I think we say that every election cycle. But the truth is, this November, there's a lot at stake. As we've been seeing and hearing in the media and in our private conversations with our family and friends and whatnot, our democracy has been battered of late. And this election is about what do we want in the way of a democratic system of governance in the United States. And, you know, I'm excited about the proposition of, you know, what November can mean. I'm excited that we're having competitive races. I'm excited that Wisconsin has been returned to a fair and hopefully the same kind of progressive state that we'd always been known for. And those are all very exciting components to a robust democracy. And the more people participate in our democracy, the more robust it will become.
Thanks for joining us, Deborah. We appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Deborah Cronmiller, the Executive Director of the League of Women Voters of Wisconsin on today's morning show.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
The Richland Family Prescription Center's primary function is to fill your prescription accurately and to provide added value services to enhance your health. Filling your prescription is only the first step. Understanding your medication and the importance of compliance will greatly benefit your medication outcome. Whether it's a first-time visit or they've seen you before, the Prescription Center's friendly and knowledgeable staff is dedicated to providing you with a quality pharmacy experience, and they have built their reputation by going the extra mile to ensure your satisfaction. The Richland Family Prescription Center, your one-stop source for all of your prescription and healthcare needs. Your complete customer satisfaction is their top priority.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
WCCU Credit Union is your one stop for your home, your car, your checkbook, and all your other needs. For some of the best services, great rates, and low fees under one roof, come to WCCU Credit Union in Westby, Viroqua, Richland Center, Cashton, Reedsburg, Lake Delton, Baraboo, and Coon Valley. Or visit them online at WCCUCreditUnion.coop. Member NCUA.
Helping you feel.
Gunderson Basketball is excited to announce the addition of board-certified dermatologist Dr. Sarah Enns. With an extensive background in all things skin, Dr. Enns specializes in a variety of conditions and is now seeing patients at the Gunderson Basketball Specialty Clinic. Whether you're struggling with stubborn acne, persistent skin irritation, or concerned about a mole or patch of skin that's changed, Dr. Enns can help. To schedule an appointment with Dr. Enns, call the Gunderson Basketball Specialty Clinic today.
Transform your outdoor spaces with Bailey Paint and Decorating's Benjamin Moore Wood Luxe Stains. With over 3,500 colors, you can achieve the perfect look for any project. From translucent to ultra-flat solid stains, Wood Luxe by Benjamin Moore enhances the natural beauty of your wood, providing one coat coverage with minimal lap marks. Benjamin Moore Wood Luxe protects against UV rays, frost, and mildew, ensuring your wood stays beautiful year-round. Visit Bailey Paint and Decorating today in Richland Center and discover the Wood Luxe difference. Bailey Paint and Decorating, your local experts in quality and color.
The annual Southwest Wisconsin Two-Center Club Tractor Show is on August 3rd and 4th from 8 to 4 each day. Experience truck, tractor, implement displays, field demonstrations, and a flea market. Kids can join the Kinchy Pedal Pull on Saturday with registration at 10 a.m., a corn dig, and money hunt. Located off Highway 133 East on Perta Bay Road near Bosco. Sunday features Cowboy Church at 9 a.m., free admission and food daily. For more details, call 608-485-1623. All makes and models are welcome. Come celebrate our Hermit heritage with us.
Do you enjoy working with a locally owned mom-and-pop business? If so, consider Meyer Oil and LP. We've been locally owned since 1956, providing propane, bulk lubes, and fuel. We have you covered. If you're considering a new fuel provider, please call Meyer Oil and LP at 608-524-3914 and see if we're the right fit for you.
It's time for the Wisconsin Corn Growers Checkoff Check-In.
Farmer and board member Ryan Ripp joins us. Ryan, what do we look for in projects to make the decision to support them?
We invest in corn checkoff funds into the research projects to create higher blends of renewable fuels, create new uses for corn, and increase the efficiency of corn production. Our research efforts are also focused on enhancing the corn crop itself and developing technologies to increase corn utilization, connecting with startups focused on corn use and trade innovations, and even understanding the function of corn's genetic code. All these research efforts to find new corn uses, improve the sustainability of corn production, and increase yields, they have one goal: keep Wisconsin corn farmers profitable. Ultimately, we're supporting the work of our farmers that are in the field corn production aspect. Not only does it go into growing corn, it's what we can do with that corn afterwards that matters the most.
To learn more about your Wisconsin checkoff program, visit wicorn.org.
On WRNCO Radio, we're pleased to have a musician to join us, one of the traveling guys coming through the area, but Jacob Smalley is here. How you doing these days?
Very good. How are you?
Doing awesome. Here. Thank you so much for making your way down here. It's old school to have somebody in the studio.
Right, right.
Plays a little music.
Yeah, that's fun.
Yeah, so where do you call home?
We're out of central Missouri, Lake of the Ozarks area, so yeah, I'm originally from the northern half of the state of Maine. So this coming up here and driving through your beautiful countryside is pretty cool. It reminds me of home.
It's very similar, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Sure. So Maine by way of Missouri
Yeah, I married a girl from Jefferson City, Missouri. So, yep. So we're out of the snow belt and living there now.
So, is country music pretty popular in Maine?
It is not.
No.
I was one of the few singer songwriters up there that does country music. So, we kind of had a niche though, because we were kind of the only thing going on.
The only one. So, where did you hear country? Did you have radio signals that focused in there?
I started actually in bluegrass music at a real young age. I was a 5-string banjo player for a lot of years and played in bluegrass, and we did some stuff with Ricky Skaggs and Kentucky Thunder and people like that. And it just, one thing led to another, and I ended up in country. I hooked up with the guys from Sawyer Brown. We played a couple of shows, and it just kind of snowballed from there. I started a band that we got fairly popular in the Northeast, and then, you know, once we relocated to Missouri, we've started a new band in Missouri. So
okay.
That's the band that is recording in Nashville and bringing us here today, so...
You don't have your own theater in Branson yet or anything?
I do not. No, unfortunately, no.
Not yet, anyway.
Right.
So how does the writing process work for you then?
It's, sometimes I can write a song in 8 minutes. My current single, What Do You Say, that took me about 8 minutes to write. Then I have other songs off our latest EP that, you know, one of them took almost 4 years to write. You know, I'll start and I'll get stuck and then, you know, I'll put it aside and one thing leads to another down the road and that final verse or chorus comes to you, you know.
So do you have a notebook that where you keep those lyrics?
No, I have in my phone, I have literally in my contacts, me. So I can text myself whenever I'm, you know, writing stuff, driving down the road or whatever. Yeah. I build houses for a living, so, you know, that's where a lot of my stuff comes to me. I'll be at work and I'm just quickly got to scratch it down on a board or something while I'm working. But yeah.
Is it like a phrase that comes to you? Something that somebody says that triggers it?
Yeah. A lot of times, sometimes it's just something that happened in my life that, you know, I thought, you know, that's a good thing to write about. And, you know, you go from there, but yeah.
What's it been like? Have you had a chance to hear yourself on the radio?
We did twice on the way up here, so that was pretty exciting. You know, I have two little girls that basically go everywhere with us, so they were in the back seat, you know, oh, daddy's song, you know. So it's pretty cool.
Oh, man. Did you pull over to the side of the road?
No, I just turned it up real loud.
It up, yeah. I don't blame you. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, you have guitar in hand. Would you sing us a song today?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I can do my current single for you if you want.
Yeah, sure.
It's called What Do You Say? It's just kind of a country love song about relationships and how they don't always go the way they should go. And, you know, don't just throw it away. You know, we can come back together and make things work out. So this is What Do You Say?
All right. Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, what do you say? Ain't it time that we get lost in each other's eyes? Hey, what do you say? Don't you think it's time we finally realize? In this world, there's no place I'd rather be. There's nothing I can do as long as you're with me. What do you say we just give in tonight? And lay skin on skin beneath the star-filled sky. Hold me close and let our love wash the hurt away. What do you say? Hey, what do you say? Ain't it time we leave who's right or wrong behind? Lay a blanket on the front yard, fall in love again, just watching fireflies. Cause in this world there's no place I'd rather be. You hold my heart, girl, for all eternity. What do you say we just give in tonight? And lay skin on skin beneath the star-filled sky. Hold me close and let our love wash the hurt away. What do you say? Yeah, what do you say? Hey, what do you say? Ain't it time that we get lost in each other's eyes?
Awesome. That is great.
Thank you.
Jacob Smalley on WRCO Radio. Inspiration for that song, you said, what, 8 minutes it took?
Yeah, I was just kind of sitting there having a cup of coffee, thinking about probably my wife and I had had a disagreement that night or something. And
No. That never happens.
That right?
that's great. So do you sometimes, I mean, obviously it's you imagine situations sometimes too, sure. That when you're not in there, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I have two little girls, one 4 and one that will be 2 next week. So they're young, but I've written a song off my latest EP called Being a Dad. And that song just kind of walks through what I know of being a dad as a fairly new parent, you know, all the way up through giving her away, you know, at her wedding. So, you know, part of that I know firsthand. Part of it, I imagine what that's going to be like to create that song. So, yeah.
And unfortunately, the years go by so fast.
That's right.
It won't be that long, I'm sorry to say.
Right. Yeah.
You got to savor each day, that's for sure.
That's right.
Who do people say that you sound like? Have you had any input?
You know, when I first started, people used to say that I sounded like Randy Travis. I don't know that that is. I've never really picked that up at all, but I don't know.
Maybe a little bit. Now, I'm old enough where I was kind of thinking more about some of the singer-songwriters of the 70s and 80s, you know, like your James Taylors and Gordon Lightfoots and
sure.
People
well,
like
I
that.
Sure. Well, I mean, honestly, I learned to play guitar playing John Denver's music. So, you know, there could be some of that going on in there.
Yeah, I was wondering about that.
Yeah.
My wife's favorite singer. So,
oh, is that right?
When I'm in trouble, I got to throw an old John Denver on.
I still love John Denver's stuff.
Yeah.
You know,
and it's interesting because his guitar work was maybe a little bit underrated because
he was pretty
expressive with his guitar.
Yeah.
Too.
Yeah. Very, you know, real folky style, but yes, he was an amazing guitar player.
Yeah. I think about the intro to Rocky Mountain High, and that seems quite difficult to play on a guitar.
Yeah, so. And he used to do so much of it on a 12-string, too.
Yeah.
You know?
Not easy to do.
Right.
That's for sure. Do you set goals for yourself?
Yeah. We have... So I released my Sleepy Little Town EP in December of last year. I'm going to Nashville the 29th. I'm going to cut another single that week. And then I have a goal for the end of this year to cut a full album with the band in Tennessee. So hopefully we can make that, you know, come to fruition. But we'll see.
Do you release physical copies of your songs? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Very good. So you do CDs?
Oh, yeah.
Have you got to vinyl yet or not?
No, if we get this full album done, we'll put that on vinyl for sure. But yeah,
because there's a whole another collector market out there.
There is too. And it's coming back. It's so strange. You know, we went from records to tapes to CDs, and now we're going back to records. You know,
going back in time.
Yeah,
keep those CDs. They might come back someday.
That's right.
Oh man. So you mentioned that you build houses.
Yep.
Do you worry about like I better not smash my thumb? I got to play tonight.
So funny you would mention that because I have cut off two of my fingers on my left hand in a router accident.
Oh man.
I first went to Nashville when I was 17. And cut a full album, and I came home and went back to work in my father's woodworking shop and caught my hand in a router and cut off my first two fingers on my left hand. They got them back on. This one's still, you know, too short, but I have no feeling in them, so it makes, you know, playing an instrument really difficult. You can't tell how hard you're fretting a string and stuff like that. So
you basically had to kind of learn to play again, didn't you?
I stopped for almost 14 years I stopped playing. And I tried to learn left-handed. I tried to learn a different instrument, and I just gave up. And, you know, a good friend of mine back in Maine, he was a piano player, just a real character of a guy. His name was Bart Stover. And he'd perform on stage in a long coat with tails and a top hat on and everything. He was just a hoot to watch. It's like watching the Mavericks piano player, you know.
Oh.
But he finally convinced me to get back into music and start, you know, just going out and singing. And as I did that, I started getting back into playing guitar and stuff. So it's still a struggle, but, you know.
I couldn't tell.
We make do with what you got, I guess.
You do. Do you play out much then?
Yeah, we do. Shows? Yeah, the band, we play quite a bit. This year we've taken off a little bit just to work on recordings and writing and stuff for next year. We'll probably tour quite a bit. But we did play a couple big shows. We'll be with Tracy Lawrence and Josh Turner down towards Branson at the end of the month. And May, I got to play with Gary Allen. That was an amazing time. Gary Allen was the first concert I ever attended. And, you know, getting to be on that stage with him was an amazing experience. So,
well, you're living the dream there a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely.
I had a flashback to the Travis Tritt song about I Want to Be Somebody.
Right.
Where there's the guy in the front
row. Absolutely. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You can kind of relate to that firsthand, can't you?
100%.
Yeah.
Yep.
Awesome.
And Travis Tritt, I would say, probably is the top for me. That I absolutely love that man's music. Everything about what he's put out over the years is just, it's amazing stuff.
You bet. Especially a lot of that 90s stuff with really good stories.
Yes.
And whatnot.
That country was a whole different animal then.
Sure. But know? 90s country has kind of been filtering back a little
bit,
hasn't it?
Yep. Some of the, Lainey Wilson stuff, so that's all kind of 90s sounding, you know?
Yeah. And what about yourself? You kind of have that feel?
I definitely have that 90s feel because, I mean, that I grew up with that stuff. That's the sound I like, you know, the style I like, so.
Would you play another one for us?
Sure.
As long as you still have the guitar handy there.
So this is a song I wrote about my daughter. It's called Being a Dad, and anybody that is a dad can probably relate to this song.
What's your daughter's name?
Mary Grace.
Mary Grace, all right. Awesome.
I remember the look in her eyes, and
those helpless little cries. I remember the long and sleepless nights, thinking there's no end in sight. I remember the first step she took and how hopeful she looked. I remember thinking, well, I guess my life is over. But being a dad ain't all that bad. It's just giving up the life you had. It's giving your all for someone else and having no time left for yourself. It's heaven and hell in so many ways. It's still being broke on the day you get paid. But man, it's a life that I wouldn't trade for nothing. 'Cause being a dad, man, it's really something. Just a few years on down the road, bills piling up like winter snow. Car's broken down, the rent is late. And Sunday's her birthday, she'll be 8. Then it's learning to drive in high school proms. She's growing up, it won't be long. She's aching to chase her dreams, and mine have all but vanished. Being a dad ain't all that bad. It's just giving up the life you had. It's giving your all to someone else and having no time left for yourself. It's heaven and hell in so many ways. It's still being broke on the day you get paid. But man, it's a life that I wouldn't trade for nothing. Being a dad, man, it's really something, yeah. Looking back on the years gone by, holding her hand, walking down the aisle, I see my little girl, where has she gone? Turns her head and smiles at me, says, I'm still right here, Dad, can't you see? I'm still your little girl, just now I'm grown. And then she takes his hand and I'm left all alone. Yeah, being a dad ain't all that bad. It's just giving up the life you had. It's giving your all to someone else and being left there all by yourself. It's heaven and hell in so many ways. It's still being broke when you give her away. But man, it's a life that I wouldn't trade for nothing. 'Cause being a dad, it's really something.
Jacob Smalley, man alive.
Thank you.
If I was singing this song, I'd be bawling. Being a dad. How do you, don't you get emotional sometimes?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure.
I was going to say.
Yep.
Yeah. That's the one that you talked about your daughter growing up. And
Yeah. I mean, I know the first half of the story.
Yeah.
I have to imagine the second half of the story to write that song. But, yeah.
Ah, that's awesome. So you said you've had a chance to open up and do some work with some other artists and entertainers. Have they been encouraging to you then?
Oh, very much, yeah. Yeah, Sawyer Brown was an absolute blast to hang out with those guys. You know, I have always, again, 90s country, grew up listening to those guys. And Mark Miller still at, I think he's got to be close to 70. The energy that man has on stage is just unbelievable.
Yeah, isn't it crazy?
Yeah, he makes me look like I'm sleeping sometimes.
runs around so much and still he's able to sing.
Oh, you know?
He still has his wind.
Yeah, so no, it's amazing.
That is impressive.
Talent.
Absolutely. So you're on the current radio tour. Where are you headed to next then?
We'll be heading... from here, we're going to be heading back towards Missouri, and then we'll cut across to Nashville. We'll be around Nashville, Kentucky area for 3 days, and then we head south to South Carolina, Georgia, and Alabama. So,
well, you're going to cut the swath there. You're going to have a lot of miles.
Yeah, a lot of miles. It's fun to do, though.
Do you have certain days that you sit down and say, okay, I'm going to write today?
Normally I cannot do that. It's got to just be, a lot of my songs are just things that just fall out of the air while I'm working or while I'm, you know, drinking a cup of coffee or playing with the girls or what have you, you know. I find it very difficult to sit down and come up with an inspiration. Whereas, you know, you've got guys like, like Ronnie Bowman, for instance, that writes for Brooks and Dunn and Chris Stapleton and these people. And, you know, that man writes 400 or 500 songs a week. You know, that's literally just sit down with a pad and a pen and just go to town. I can't write that way.
Yeah. Everybody's different, that's for sure. But I think it's true. Like, if you're out, for instance, if you're mowing your yard or whatever, right? Sometimes when your mind is just idle, I think maybe it's easier to come up with some things
Absolutely.
Yeah. So if people are hearing this and they're interested in your music, how's the best way to contact you or find out more about you?
Yeah, you can get on the website, jacobsmalleymusic.com, or any social media platforms is Jacob Smalley and Morgan County Line.
Okay, that's the name of the band then. Okay, cool. Yep. And maybe we can get you back up this way and play a little show once in a while.
Oh, yeah, we would love it.
That'd be awesome. So, good deal. Anything else you'd like to sing for us today, or you got any other songs that you can do for us?
Yeah, I could do you one more if you want.
All right.
Song I wrote probably 4 or 5 years ago now. This is on my latest EP. This is called Never Again. It's just a song about, I guess it would come off as a breakup song, if you will, but it's just a song about, you know, trusting somebody, finding out, you know, years down the road that you really didn't know that person at all. So it's called Never Again. It goes like this. I trusted you, I thought you'd never do me wrong. But you broke my heart, took my soul, my life is nearly gone. The pain you caused will never heal, your mask's been stripped away. Now I'm the wiser to your games, and all that I can say is never again will my love for you blind me to the truth. Never again will I be the one that stands it all to lose. You've lost the grip you had on me, the truth wins in the end. Never again. I trusted you, but your truths, they were all lies. Things that I believed were just smoke screens, and now I realize that what you said was love was only selfish lies to make me stay. Though broken, I'm a better man, and all that I can say is never again will my love for you blind me to the truth. Never again will I be the one that stands it all to lose.
grip you had on me. The truth wins in the end, never again. Never again.
Oh, that is a powerful song, too.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
you. And you've got a great voice, too.
Thank you very much.
We enjoyed it. Safe travels to you, my friend.
Thank you very much for having me in.
Really nice to meet you.
You as well.
Jacob Smalley joining us on this portion of our morning show from WRCO.
You can join WRCO-FM on Facebook. Get the latest news, sports, and more every day. Visit with our staff, hear about community events, see awesomely funny Throwback Thursday stories, get the latest news, weather, and sports, participate in upcoming Facebook-only contests, and more. Simply go to Facebook.com and search WRCO Radio or visit Facebook.com/WRCO AM FM. It's just that easy to connect with us from Facebook.com and WRCO-FM.
At U.S. Cellular, new and current customers can get the new Samsung Galaxy Z Fold 6 or Z Flip 6 on us. Even you, early adopter.
But did you know they both come with Galaxy AI?
Galaxy AI? Maybe you should take my job.
New and current customers get the new Samsung Galaxy Z Fold 6 or Z Flip 6 on us with Galaxy AI.
Not bad. I'm still going to do the tagline, though. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Terms apply. See uscellular.com for details.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
Welcome to Foggy North Coffee Shop in Muscadet, where your perfect cup awaits. Savor our freshly brewed coffee, creamy lattes, baked goods, and refreshing Lotus drinks. Treat yourself to Cedar Crest ice cream, too. Don't miss out on our monthly specials available 7 days a week. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram for daily hours and exclusive offers. And this summer, get excited for the grand opening of the Artisan Retail Shop. Foggy North Coffee Shop, downtown Muscadet, your daily dose of delight.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion? Yes or no? It's a principle.
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/Trump Monitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Dunkin' dropped a new kind of energy. Introducing Spark Energy by Dunkin'. It's energy for the fun of it. Available in two full-on delicious flavors, Berry Burst and Peach Sunshine. It's what you need when your afternoon needs you to get going. A revitalizing burst of caffeine, vitamins, and minerals gives you the energy to turn the fun up to 11. True story. Order ahead on the Dunkin' app and get a medium Spark Energy for $3 in the month of July. Fruit-flavored, contains 0% fruit juice, caffeine from caffeine and guarana. Participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply. Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
Thanks to Jacob Smalley for being our guest, and some feedback from a listener today saying, what an amazing singer. I heard Jim Croce in one song and the next song even more. What a great voice and talent. Yeah, thanks for sending that along. We enjoyed him too. He is good. So thank you so much for joining us. We have more stuff coming up here later this week. We're going to be giving you some hints and dropping you some previews for our Grace Radio Auction, which is going to be held next Monday through Friday between 10 and noon each day. So we'll be auctioning off items, much like we did last year, kind of low-key and kickback, but we're going to have some really nice stuff to auction off. We'll have approximately 4 items each half hour and then 2 items each morning that will go a little bit longer. So one item will go for an hour and the next item will go for an hour. So, and they're a little bit bigger items and hope to generate some money. It all goes for the great cause of Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination. We'll have more for you on the morning show coming up tomorrow. We appreciate you joining us on a cloudy Wednesday. A news update from ABC is next.
Working outdoors often results in a great feeling afterwards. The feeling of having achieved something. Whether it's tackling fallen limbs, cutting firewood, or clearing land, Steel has a chainsaw for your next project. Find your Steel at Hillsborough Equipment, like the reliable MS-271 Farm Boss, a high-performance, high-tech chainsaw that's built to work day in and day out. Enjoy the satisfaction of a job well done with a Steel chainsaw from Hillsborough Equipment, Boston Equipment, or Slama's Lawn and Sport, Reedsburg.
Dairyland Transport has a lot of experience in transporting temperature-controlled cargo. When you choose Dairyland, you can be confident in knowing your freight is properly monitored and transported at the right temperature and with the latest equipment available. Dairyland Transportation is looking for drivers, offering local, regional, and long-haul drivers. Whether you're transporting refrigerated goods,